Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, let me guess. Here's what I tell everyone.
I think I know how this is going to end. I'll see here.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's right. It's the USA.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Happiness.
How are you? Glad to have you aboard on the program today. 1 o'clock this afternoon. Shields Arena, Fargo. A memorial service for Jake Wallin. We'll have coverage for you on Flight Fargo, AM 1100, FM 92.3 of that event later today. Hope there's a large turnout. I'm guessing there will be. Doing proper opportunity to say thank you to a fallen hero, someone willing to face the bullets on our behalf. Pretty incredible what's happened. The father of Jake Wallin will speak today. We'll again have that coverage for you on the program, so we look forward to that as well. But if you can't be there, we'll have it on the air, but be a good idea to be there. We still have Jake Wallin memorial stickers, little Klingon decals that are available, raising money for the families right here today. So all you need to do is stop by, pick one up, drop a buck in, 10 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you want to do. Totally 100% up to you. Hunter Biden is in court at this hour in Delaware, and couldn't even believe my eyes when I saw this story last night. But Hunter Biden's lawyers are in hot water, facing potential sanctions from the Delaware judge in his tax case because an attorney allegedly played a dirty trick on a clerk. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith yesterday filed a brief to this judge, Norica, suggesting that she toss Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal, you know, the plea deal with Delaware prosecutors, due to claims that they gave the president's son preferential treatment, which they...
I'm not joking. Think about it.
In the investigation. It's claimed that someone from Hunter's attorney, Chris Clark's former law firm, called the Delaware clerk, pretending to be from the office of Smith's attorney, asking them to remove the original filing, and with it, 448 pages of congressional testimony from the two IRS investigators who worked on the case. The documents were taken down and sealed. You know, the first thing I thought of is, it would seem to me that there has to be a better process than this, right? And something I could just call and go, hey, this is Bob over at Jim's shop there, and stuff we sent you earlier today, just go ahead and take that down.
That thing? No, we don't need that thing.
We don't need a thing. It sounds like an episode of The Simpsons. I mean,
hey, you know what? What's the jiggy thing you got? Take that down. We don't need it.
How could this happen?
Well.
But evidently it did. And then.
Look at the team we're dealing with here, though. I mean, really.
The attorney's office that was not involved in the call, but purported to be involved in the call, contacted the clerk's office, found out that somebody had contacted the court, representing that they worked with their office, and asking the court to remove this from the docket. We immediately advised that this was inaccurate. Now, as I'm sure will be of no surprise to you, literally 10:30 last night, Hunter Biden's lawyers say, this is just a miscommunication.
There's just this is just a disbarring event. I mean, this will get you disbarred. I mean, this is that serious.
What do you think of this, folks? It's almost as though you can't make it up. As if we need one more example of the crookedness of Hunter Biden. Now, I'd like to think this was another event for the judge to go, you know, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. We have the IRS agents, two whistleblowers, telling us that they were completely stymied in the investigation of Hunter Biden. Now we got their lawyers claiming to be other lawyers getting things removed from the docket. You think the judge gets ticked here and says, you know what? I'm not accepting this plea deal. Got a lot of information to consider. Personally, I'd be shocked if the judge throws this plea deal out there. I think he's going to skate on the two misdemeanors. What do you think, Kev? Seen this movie too many times.
That's exactly right. Nothing will come of it. Nobody in handcuffs. This will be enough, though, or they'll keep piling on enough for Joe to not run coming up a year from November. And that announcement will probably come this fall at some point. But, poor Joe, poor family, too much stress, can't do it. But no, nobody's going to see anything. I doubt we even see anybody impeached or anything over this. But we'll see.
Incredible. There is a nonprofit group that issued a 630-page report after a year-long exploration of Hunter Biden's laptop. And we know some of the more sensational things that have come of Hunter's laptop, right? But what they did is went in there and said, what are actual violations of state or federal law? By Joe Biden, by Hunter Biden, by business partners, everybody.
Whoa, Joe Biden had nothing to do with any of this.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
See, never once. So, gotta remember that. Who called him the big guy? Somebody referred to him as the big, but the big guy.
That was on purpose.
Never.
They didn't want to say his name, so they could keep it hush-hush.
Never talked to him. Never
you know what they... You know what they found, though?
Like,
you ready for this?
Document and text and all sorts of things, one after another.
They're just looking for
yeah.
laws that were broken. Laws, regulations by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the business partners. 459 violations of state and federal law. Meticulously chronicled
in
this thing.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Will a judge consider that? I doubt it, but they should. Hunter Biden is in court as we speak in Wilmington, Delaware, and this is where the judge will consider the plea deal and decide whether or not to accept it or not. So we'll find out in due time, but I guess I'm just a little cynical from all of the ridiculous amounts of times that nothing comes of these things, which drives you crazy. And by the way, credit to the House Ways and Means Committee on the whistleblowers, number one, unearthing them, and number two, filing this brief saying that Hunter shouldn't get a sweetheart plea deal.
You bet.
And put 448 pages of congressional testimony from the IRS whistleblowers who worked on the case into the record. You know, sometimes we get frustrated with Republicans not doing enough on these fronts. Well, there you go. That was proactive. They got ahead of it. Anyway, you tell me what you think is going to happen with Hunter Biden. 701-271-1100. one of our questions today, 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Alejandro Mayorkas is on Capitol Hill testifying before Jim Jordan's committee today. Got any popcorn ready to pop, Kev?
Oh, yeah. You want garlic with your butter? Extra butter?
That could be interesting.
I got you.
Could be interesting, especially maybe we'll unearth what we told you about yesterday, and that is that this app that the Department of Homeland Security came up with is allowing for a fast track of illegal aliens to come on into the country. Yes. Just like at Disney, you get a fast pass there, you know, you get front of the line and VIP treatment. There you go. They're getting the VIP treatment here.
It's like a Eurorail pass, except there's only one country.
Right.
Let's go.
What a deal. Ugh. Tell you about that, too, when we continue, and much more on What's On Your Mind straight ahead. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and we have a Wednesday deal for you when we come back. The Wednesday Wheels deal.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with IRA Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
Oh my, look out! Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from IRA Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at IRAinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tell you about the Wednesday Wheels deal for Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 2022 GMC Sierra 1500 AT4X. Got that dynamic blue metallic exterior.
Now you're logging.
Yeah, exactly right. With that Rush full grain leather front seat trim. 6.2-liter Ecotec 3 V8 engine with only, get a load of this, 8,514 miles on it is all. Thing is loaded up. Tow package, wireless phone charging, lane keep assist, HD surround vision, heads-up display. List goes on. This was $76,000. Today it's $75,000 because if you tell them you heard about it right here on the flag, you're going to save over $1,000. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Representative McClintock is questioning Alejandro Mayorkas right now. Let's see what fireworks ensues from this.
Of expanding lawful pathways for people to reach the border and delivering consequences for those who arrive at our border irregularly is working. The number has dropped. You will also recall, Congressman, that last year, Title 42, the Public Health Authority, was in place, and under that authority, we could not remove individuals. But
again, I'm short on time. You announced the CB1 app this year. It allows migrants to bypass the southern border and enter directly into the United States at ports of entry. This program began with up to 1,000 illegal migrants a day. It's been amped up to as many as 1,500 a day. That's more than 540,000. That's the population equivalent of adding a new state of Wyoming every single year. That's why the numbers are dropping. Instead of them coming in to the southern border, you're bringing them directly into ports of entry. So please don't dissemble. Now, I've got a very important concern for the people in my region. In January, a family of six people were executed in the rural town of Goshen. That's not far from my district. According to the Tulare County Sheriff, it was a cartel hit. The victims ranged from age 72 down to a 10-month-old who was shot in his mother's arms. 2 weeks ago, the FBI director warned us in this committee that the open border is a huge driver of cartel presence in the United States. Those were his words, huge driver. The Jalisco New Generation cartels now established hubs in Los Angeles, Denver, Phoenix, and Chicago. Millions have fled from Mexico to escape these conditions, and the cartels have followed them into the United States. So how long before we can expect the same kind of gun battles here as have become routine in Mexico?
Congressman, we are taking it to the transnational criminal organizations, the cartels, that peddle in death and destruction to an unprecedented degree.
They're following the mass migration into this country. That's what the FBI director told us.
We have a number of lawful investigative actions and operations that are disrupting and dismantling those transnational criminal organizations.
Director Ray also testified that we have no idea how many terrorists are among the 1.5 million known gotaways that have entered under your policies, but that there's been a significant increase in terrorists apprehended at the border. When your administration abandoned Afghanistan, it released 5,000 terrorists that were being held at Bagram. 10 days later, one of them killed 13 U.S. Service members at Kabul Airport. Ray said, we don't know where the other 5,000 are, but it's clear to me that we are in growing danger of a coordinated terrorist attack because of your policies. Have you given any thought to how you're going to explain yourself when that happens?
Congressman, the safety and security of the American people is our highest priority.
Oh, my gosh.
That is what is the genesis of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security.
Obviously, it is not your highest priority. The numbers speak for themselves.
It most certainly is, Congressman.
I yield back.
Wow.
Just because he says so. You notice that, Scott? Just because, you know, well, yes, it is. Yes, it does. Well, that's the most important thing to us because I say so.
We're taking it to the cartels. We're taking it to the cartels.
Are you kidding me? In what? It's amazing. The lie that this guy puts out constantly and the rest of them, it's mind-boggling that they think we're that stupid.
It's very insulting to me, this guy's condescending as he is. He just is a brick wall of blah, blah, blah. He's not gonna say anything. It's unbelievable.
Well, word salad is all you get out of that joker. What
we're
a clown.
We're taking it to the cartels.
The cartels and where, exactly? That's my bad question. Where, specifically? What specific actions have happened that you're taking it to them? Where are they? What blab did we bomb? What task force did we send? You know, what special forces team did we send in, and where did we send them? That would be all over every news network in the world if we did that, taking it to the cartels.
That, by the way, asking the questions, rather, was Tom McClintock, who's a congressman from California. that district he talked about was in California. You really want a headache? Listen to Jerry Nadler.
And take it to the cocktail party.
Resolve any illicit cross-border incursions. Close quote. Furthermore, in a May 2023 transcribed interview, Chief Patrol Agent Aaron Heitke of the San Diego sector affirmed that, quote, Border Patrol has operated under different definitions of operational control than what is listed in the Secure Fence Act.
Oh, what in the world is that? So rather than ask him questions, of course, he's just blathering, saying that.
I think what he's saying there is that the CBP are having to do a lot of things that aren't spelled out for them basically in their job description, which means they're, you know, they're welcoming agents. We've turned the CBP into tour guides. You know, they're John Candy in Vacation. Hey, folks, park's open, but come on in. You got to get your packet here. It's
back to our Hunter Biden question of the day. And what you think is going to happen? He's in court right now. Texter says even if Hunter were to be convicted and sent to prison, Daddy would just pardon him.
Well, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the best outcome of this is that the Hunter Biden controversy, I'll just call it that, combined with now how Joe is connected from so many different pieces of information, the 1023 form that they found, Chuck Grassley found, there's a lot of pieces of that puzzle. The silver lining is going to come when people realize Joe Biden's not fit to be president and he gets thrown under the bus. And that's coming when exactly, Kev? That's what you've been predicting for some time.
I would look for this end of September, first part of October, just outside of a year before the election, that he'll make the decision that he has, after further consideration and chats with my family and blah, 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 we've decided we're not going to do it. So then it's game on.
Another listener, I love Ramaswamy. I hope, like heck, Trump makes him his vice presidential pick for the ticket.
Oh, he's awesome.
He is awesome, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's so eloquent.
Yep.
Very, very, just lays out a vision. I love him being interviewed because he just is, whatever comes his way, just
he knocks
it out of the park.
He's not playing. He's not playing at all.
Exactly right. Has he made the debate stage?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He's
ahead of Burgum. He's not far behind DeSantis. I want to say he's 8% or something in one of the polls I saw.
I just didn't know if he had that many donors. He must, though. That's
you know what, what's really good about him is his youth, his commitment, his vigor. You know what I mean? His passion. And I think there's a ton of young people that are listening to him going, you know, yeah, that guy making some sense.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Check him out if you haven't yet. He is pretty good. All right, more open phone time when we continue on the program. 701-271-1100. Waiting for Jim Jordan and Mayorkas to spar. We'll have it. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Mick Jagger today, aren't you?
Somehow, some way, Mick Jagger made it to 80 years old today. Yeah, how about that? He could probably go out and do a 200 city tour tomorrow.
Pretty amazing,
it is.
Happy birthday, Mick! Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at High Road Partners. You know, the folks at High Road Partners can help you if you are in need of insurance. Here's how they can help. They're independent, local brokerage, work with a variety of carriers, provide the best options for your company. Years of knowledge and experience, year-round dedicated personal support. Here's what they are. They're benefit strategists, okay? Instead of seeing you once a year for a renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. You can change your broker at any time, regardless of your plan year, and they do all that work for you. They specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. Go to highroadpartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting. highroadpartners.com. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Some more comments from our listeners here. Texter says, if Hunter is found guilty of any charge, can Big Joe pardon? Well, of course he can. He's the president. There'd be a political cost to that, but I'm not sure he'd care. So, but if there's a couple of misdemeanors in this plea deal that he ultimately accepts today, and the judge accepts this in court, you got the ultimate slap on the wrist. So you just quietly go away and say, I got a couple of misdemeanors. Big question, though, if the judge will go along with it. We're waiting to find out. They're in court at this hour. Texter says, this whole Biden inquiry is nothing more than getting Newsom in the batter's box, warmed up, and ready to enter the race per the blessings of the DNC. Kevin, you've said a version of that a few thousand times.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm having a little trouble understanding. The Biden inquiry is coming from Republicans and whistleblowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are mad that Hunter Biden's getting some sort of special treatment. Why would the people doing that want Gavin Newsom in the batter's box?
Well, that has to do with our, let's just say, our team. You know, we're going to go after and go for the win every time. Their team, it knows they've got a loser. Their team, I mean, they're coming into a championship game here, and they don't have a winning team. So they're allowing, I mean, when you see people like The View and CNN and the rest of them entertaining and talking about these stories and bringing all this into question, it's just a little farther. You don't throw them under the bus all at once. It's a slow push. It's a slow death by a thousand cuts. But we're getting to the point now. They've timed it perfectly to let the biggest stuff out of the pen, you know, with all of this that's coming down to give Biden or give the team the script for him to say, you know, it's just this is there's so much with our family that we're dealing with, and we've talked about again. He's going to do this no later than the end of October would be my best guess. He will pull out of the 24 race and it'll be game on. But the thing, like to your question, Scotty, they can't put that team on the field, and they can't put Kamala Harris out there as a candidate. Are you kidding me? So they've got to juxtaposition some things and make some statements and make some moves to get a more electable candidate in there. You know the drill. I mean, that's what they've got to do because they are a loser right now, no question.
Another listener says, Scott, it's so ugly and so deep that they can't let the Bidens go down. There's Democrats and Republicans and judges and district attorneys that are all in on this. That's why they can't have Trump in office, because he's going to take them all down. Trump will expose the corruption and the wrongdoers of this country.
He already has.
Then we're going to take all their wealth and put it towards the national debt. Make America great again. All right? Another listener. Everything going on in this country was pre-planned by Obama during the 4 years of the Trump presidency. All the executive orders, these moron cabinet members like Mayorkas with the Biden administration, I'm fairly sure even Kamala Harris was an Obama pick. I don't think so. I think Obama wanted Susan Rice. At least that's what reports were. Another listener says, Biden is destroying this country for money. Newsom will do it for free.
That's really great. That should be a T-shirt.
Really warming my heart there, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. There's a new ad out that I saw online last night that some people have been asking about. Paul Harvey has a bit called If I Were the Devil. And this is a parody on Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil, only it's If I Were the Deep State. Listen to this.
Now it isn't wanting to play now. Of course, my computer's hating it.
Your computer doesn't like it.
Hang on, we'll watch it here. Here it is.
This wanted to destroy America.
I were the deep state.
I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity, but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it?
The deep state is the devil is what I'm picking up off that.
Way too many similarities there. Anyway,
all
that's
right.
Kind of put the internet on fire yesterday with that. I don't know. Who put it together?
Trump's tag is on the end of it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Son, I saw it on Alex Jones on InfoWars. And then it's on Twitter, too.
It's all over the internet last night.
Yeah.
But we're here for you, folks, in case, you know, you missed that. We've got it here for you on the program. Secretary Mayorkas is testifying in Capitol Hill. We're waiting for Jim Jordan to cross-examine him. And then also get the latest on Hunter Biden's lawyers lying to the court clerk and any kind of ramifications from that, because Hunter Biden is in court in Wilmington, Delaware. And we hope to have the outcome of that before the end of the program today. So we're hoping for that. Also coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Brent Tolman. We're going to talk a little bit about crime. Right on Crime is a national campaign of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, supporting conservative solutions for reducing crime, restoring victims, reforming offenders, and lowering taxpayer costs. We're going to go through that laundry list on the program today. Pick up a little bit of Congressman Buck and the cross-examination of Mayorkas here now.
Stephanie's dead. A year ago, this young woman was poisoned. She never made it to age 24. Her mother's only glimpse of her now is in old photographs, and her brother misses his older sister. Stories like that are normal conversations in Colorado. Stories like this begin with fentanyl. But where does fentanyl begin? Many times it starts among chemical manufacturing firms in China. Companies like the recently indicted Hebei Sinaloa Trading Company from the Hebei province in China. It manufactures and advertises the drug's ingredients to buyers in Mexico, using common mail and import fraud tools like forged custom documents and falsely labeled packages. Firms ship the product upon purchase to drug dens in cities like Guadalajara. After preparation, these facilities finish the product and smuggle it by truck, by car, and by humans across our southern border. Chopped into counterfeit pills that are pressed to look exactly like legitimate pharmaceuticals or mixed with cocaine or other substances, Americans buy those drugs. And it's like a walking minefield. These illegal drugs are then used to kill American citizens. According to the CDC, over 150 people are dying every day because of synthetic opioids like fentanyl. CDC's National Center for Health Statistics reported 79,770 opioid-involved overdose fatalities in 2022, and over 80% of opioid deaths are attributed to fentanyl. In my home state of Colorado, fentanyl deaths remain near record levels. According to the Denver Post, more Coloradans have died of ingesting the drug in 2022 then overdosed on all drugs in 2016. And according to the Department of Justice's latest report on the subject, 64% of federal arrests involve non-citizens committing crimes, despite them comprising only 7% of the population. Secretary Mayorkas, can I ask a couple questions and answer them for you before I give you a chance to respond? But is China responsible? Recently you spoke at the Aspen Security Forum and stated that China bears responsibility for this. Is China responsible for keeping the southern border open to smugglers? Nope. Is China responsible for the Mexican cartel's emboldened attitude in the American drug trade? Nope. Is China responsible for the impunity of more illegal aliens committing crimes in America? Nope. Is China responsible for the record high 98 aliens on the terrorist watch list crossing the southwest border in 2022? Nope. Is China responsible for the 856 illegal aliens who died while crossing the southwest border last year? Nope. And that's more than 300 deaths, by the way, than 2021, and more than three times as many in 2020.
I'm so glad that Congressman Buck of Colorado is highlighting this stat related to fentanyl crossing the border and the devastating impact that has in every corner of the United States of America. Good for him. I suppose he figured I might as well just lay out the stats so everybody hears it, and Mayorkas will be forced to sit there and I don't know what.
Talk.
Don't even let them talk. Not a bad idea.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, celebrating the 80th birthday of
Mick Jagger,
a Rolling Stones legend, Mick Jagger.
The guy, yeah.
What's for lunch today? Home cooking, that's what's for lunch today. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They also have Southern Chicken Bowl there. There's Swedish meatballs in Harwood and in Valley City, along with lasagna in Valley City, too. Chicken taco or beef taco at the 12th Avenue I-29 location of PetroServe USA. Meatloaf in Glendon, fettuccine alfredo on 45th. Don't forget, you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. That'd be a great way to cap a great meal. Today, PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Our friend DJ Coulter is here from American Family Insurance. DJ does a nice job of giving us a few tips we ought to think about with our insurance planning. And He is the insurance agent extraordinaire for the Hannon family. We love him. And know you will as well if you phone him up and take advantage of a lot of great expertise at American Family Insurance from DJ Coulter. DJ, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on the radio, Scott. Appreciate it.
What is the topic you're talking a lot about to clients these days? What's the latest?
Well, I think, Scott, the big deal is that no matter what company you're with on your auto home right now, as people are, the industry is just taking rate increases. And it's not fun to talk about, but there's just been so much unprofitability. And again, I don't know if you heard the news, but last year, the second quarter was the most unprofitable due to storms nationwide. And the second quarter of this year beat it for just the severity of storms. So the same thing's happening. Most insurance companies lost in the billions last year. People aren't aware. In years past, they've been able to, you know, buy reinsurance. A lot of people don't understand, Scott. People buy, or insurance companies buy insurance. It's called reinsurance. But that market's really dried up. And with the way stocks, bonds, inflation, cost of goods and labor, people don't understand the way medical bills have shot up. When auto accidents happen, that's a big part of people's premium. And it's becoming a deal that it's just an awareness. I'm just trying to educate our customers and our prospects that they need to figure out what they can do to minimize that rate increase. A lot of us raising deductibles, making sure they have all the discounts, just taking the time. And I was worried, Scott, I was told 10, 15 years ago my job with the online companies, I wouldn't have a job. Now it's probably becoming more important. There's a reason the Geicos in the world now are having offices, local offices, because, you know, people can't live on. If you get an accident with state minimums, you're in deep trouble right now. And that's that. Hopefully the education piece people need, they absolutely need to understand what's going on in the industry.
Best way to do that is just pick up a phone and stop in and talk to your insurance agent about that. DJ does this every single day with his clients. This is a big part of what they do. And, you just take insurance for granted, I guess, right? You have it. It's good, everything else. But with inflation and all the increases that have come around, you know, you need to pay attention to this stuff and find out if you have what you need. And come on in, right, DJ?
Yeah, we love to take care of people. All they got to do is track us down, and that's, you know, our favorite part of our job is to do reviews with our current customers or to sit down with people that maybe just aren't sure where they're at and their coverages, their premiums. What do you have to lose to sit down and see if we can better your situation? I mean, that seems to be a constant theme when we meet with prospects. They had no idea where their coverages were on their home, where their coverages were on their auto. It's more of an awareness. Just to be aware of what you have for coverage and what you're paying for. That's the big deal right now in our industry, is just trying to get people educated so they understand what's going on and what they can control.
Are raising your deductibles the best way to mitigate some of the price increases?
It's a huge, huge deal. I mean, and a lot of people, too, have their autos with this company, their home with that company, maybe an umbrella, maybe their boat, maybe they're all these with different companies, and they need to really stop and analyze. Does it make sense to put everything with one company? Some people might not, but I think that's another one, too, is just making sure you get the discounts. But, yeah, Scott, the days of having a, you know, 100, 250 deductible on your autos and, you know, even 1,000 on your home, you know, that's becoming less and less. Most companies are going a percent deductible on their homeowners, and people don't even know it. People don't know they have a 10-year, 15-year limit for replacement cost on their roof and siding. Well, in a claim situation, Scott, that could cost $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. That could be a huge, huge deal and cause a lot of problems for people and put them in financial distress. And all they need to do is just make sure they know what they have and they're prepared for those situations. Because remember, we just had hail, a few weeks ago? I mean, that could have been a lot worse. That was spotty, you know. Some of the big stuff came through. West Fargo, different areas. I've had claims on roofs and vehicles, not as many as I thought, but you know, hail can be very spotty and streaky, but it's coming. We get these hot days, Scott. You know what's coming? Hail and windstorms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Those storms. Hey, I'd really encourage you to get a hold of DJ Coulter and his crew and sit down and have that conversation and make sure you have that peace of mind. They'll take very good care of you, just like they have with Maria and I and our family. So, DJ, thanks so much. Always good to catch up with you and the team at American Family. How do folks find you?
just djcoulter.com, 701-235-6641, again, 235-6641. Give us a call. They can email me at teamcoulter@hamfam.com, teamcoulter, C-O-L-T-E-R, @hamfam.com. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it much. Take a short break, get the news, weather, headlines in here, and back with more. What's on your mind?
It's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.